This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're about to welcome in Gary Roy and his lovely wife Marianne is here with us this morning as well from the World War II Museum. First of all, good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And you're a relatively frequent guest with Steve Parker. Is that your?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, obviously, veteran stuff is a hugely important part of his show. Before we get to the museum and stuff, how did you arrive at this kind of endeavor? You know, what's your connection?
Well, when I started dating Marianne a little over 20 years ago, she was going to all these events, parades, banquets, cookouts, gatherings, and they're all World War II vets. And she's been volunteering with them for 30 years, and it got me on about 20 years ago, and they welcomed me, not being in the military myself, but they just welcomed me so well, you know, and as I'm going to these events, I'm listening to them talk between each other, telling stories, and I'm like, this is stuff I haven't heard before, or I haven't read it or seen it, or, you know, in a movie. And I just got sucked into it. I wanted to do more and more. And here's where we are today, operating and running Connecticut's only World War II Museum.
Okay, so the World War II Legacy Foundation is the umbrella sort of...
Yeah.
Okay. And is there actually a physical museum?
Yeah, 102 Pitkin Street, okay. Right here in East Hartford.
Pitkin. Okay, Pitkin. Okay, and because, you know, I saw the mobile, you have a mobile museum as well. So yep. When did you open the physical museum, and what's in it?
The mobile museum was up for about almost 9 years, and that was really good, but we were limited on weather and locations. And so... we decided that we need to take the next step, and we still have our World War II vets with us. They wanted a World War II museum. They always told us this. So we started in, I think it was April of this year, we signed the lease. We did an event the same night. We don't want to have any downtime. And now we've been there for about going on 7 months. Did a ribbon cutting in early September, which was hugely great. It was over 100 people there.
Wow.
And it has... everything you can imagine in there. It's got stuff about every branch of the service. It's got medals. It's got documentation, photos. We do a minimum of 2 events a month. We either have guest speakers coming in or we'll do some kind of presentation. We're going to start doing a little bit more in there as we go along. And I think up to this point, the last 6 months, I think we've had close to 400 visitors. So we really
Is it appointment only, or is there regular hours?
Right now it's appointment only. Okay. We're still setting up quite a bit, and as we set up more, we make a mess somewhere else, and we got to clean that up. So probably midwinter sometime, we'll be open for, we'll probably set our hours maybe on weekends and one day during the week.
So, and how are you funding it? Like, how's that working?
Right now it's just donations. We'd really like to step up and talk with somebody from the state and try to get some grants or some bills passed. But we need this education part of it because, you know, you hear about being the greatest generation, and without a doubt they were.
There is no doubt in my mind.
And yep. It's the veterans and the ones on the home front that helped out so much during the war effort. Everybody sacrificed, and they didn't complain about it. They helped out because of what the cause was. We need to show these stories and share them and... you know, just, you know, we're meeting new World War II vets all the time, too.
Well, that was my next question. Well, first of all, you know, you're so right. And I think as well, we're talking with Gary Roy from the World War II Museum, the World War II Legacy Foundation. You can go to www.legacyfoundation.org. And you, just real quick before I get to the veterans, you said it's the only World War II museum in the state?
And only World War II museum in the state of Connecticut, and the third one in New England. There's one in Rhode Island, one in New Hampshire, and there's us here.
So, I mean, for me, I've been to Normandy twice, and I took my daughter 2 years ago. I didn't serve either. My father was in the Coast Guard, and it is an intense emotional experience to do that. And, you know, we hear all the time, you know, if you were, do the math, if you were 18 in 1945, you know, you're in your late 90s. So, I mean, there aren't many veterans left. Do you know who's still alive locally and everything like that?
Yeah, we have some good connections locally. We have a 97-year-old who was at the tail end. He's our youngest, and we have a 102-year-old who's local. And we have a lot of 100-year-olds that are turning 100 or 101 this year. One of ours just turned 101. He just went back to Iwo Jima earlier this year.
Wow, he flew.
And it was almost 80 years since he left. So that was really remarkable. And we have one that's on a cruise ship now. He's 100. And it's remarkable. They keep active. They don't sit around. They don't just let, you know, time pass them by. And their families are keeping them active. And every time, you know, we do an event, we're meeting new families. We're meeting new veterans.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to meet these guys. And this is kind of why we had to take the leap now before we had a grant or anything, because we're missing the opportunity if we don't.
Yeah. I mean, is there any interest or plans to, like, sit down with the remaining vets and just get them on video or audio to tell their story if they're still able to?
There's different groups that travel around. Earlier this year, we had a gentleman from Normandy come. He gives tours over there at the monuments and stuff. He came over here through the United States and spent, like, 2 or 3 months travel around, and we hooked them up with some here in Connecticut. And there's different groups out there who just do the interviews, audio or video, both, and they're trying to keep their stories the best we can. And of course, as we do events, we encourage people to come in and talk with them, videotape them if they want, and let's try to pass all this knowledge forward.
Yeah, and I think one thing that's lost, I listened to a huge history documentary. I mean, we focus so much on Europe. I mean, the Pacific Theater was nasty, and there are so many harrowing stories from that chapter of the war. We're talking with Gary Roy. We got to run again. It's www2legacyfoundation.org. If people want to get involved or come to the museum, how do they go about doing that?
You can call me directly, because I tell you, my phone is the best way to contact anybody. Contact
me. You willing to give it out?
860-810-8736.
You're a brave man.
The more calls I get, the better we're all doing, because that's, you know, if I get 10 calls a day, that's fine with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's great. Listen, you're doing great work. I think it's so important. Oh, thank you, Marianne. I want to thank Marianne for getting you involved, Gary. Gary, yep. Roy, for your work with the World War II Legacy Foundation. And again, 860-810-8736. Thanks for the time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much for having me on.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.